Bewolk en koel vandag, Pretoria en Emalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18, Tzaneen 25, Rissimmer 22 grade.
Tabby, so kan boede vir jou vinnige verkeer. Grayson Rylan, verkeersagteraas by die werk en by die M1 snelweg. Dis stadig op SK en Patlele Rylan Noord te dans by Staats.
Die EFF in Gauteng sê hy het besluit om vandag 'n optocht te hou na die Afrikaanse gemeenskap Kleinfontein naby Pretoria. Die Gautengse Hooggeregshof het verlede jaar as onwettig nedersetting verklaar wat nie aan die Tshwane munisipaliteitsregulasies vir grondgebruik voldoen nie.
The settlement does continue to operate under exclusionary principles. The EFF considers such practices a direct assault on the values of non-racialism and inclusive South Africa.
Dit dan Dumisani Baleni van die EFF. Die minister van staatsdiens en administrasie sê die loonrekening van die staatsdiens is nie die enigste uitdaging vir die land se gesondheidsfiskus nie. Die loonrekening van die openbare sektore staan sowat R720 miljard. En die Verenigde Nasies se noodverligtingskoördineerder Tom Fletcher het Israel se besluit om humanitêre hulp te staak as 'n wrede straf teen die Palestynse bevolking beskryf. Geen kos, water of mediese voorraad word vir nou al 'n maand lank nie toegelaat om die Gaza-strook binne te gaan nie. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 9.
I found the on button. Yay! Thank you, Chanel. All right, let's find out what the Proteus women are getting up to.
Well, Alex, it's not looking too good for the Protea women. 30 overs in and only 132 runs on the board. But the problem is the 5 wickets that have fallen so far. That means Chloe Tryon and Annika Dirksen are there at the crease on 12 and 7 runs, respectively. A couple of the old hats have made a couple of good runs as well. Laura Goodall back in form again, making 46. Sune Luce also making 31. But that run rate is a little bit troubling. 4.3 to the over with 5 wickets in hand and 20 overs still to go. The Springbok Sevens side, well, they can salvage some sort of pride from the trip to LA and the HSBC Sevens. If they can pull off a great performance and win the final tournament in Los Angeles, the finale, of course, takes place this weekend. Philip Snyman's side have had a few familiar faces back in the side, including the team's leading try scorer, Kewan Nokia. And that also includes winners Ronald Brown and Fundo Ndlovu. Of course, they are two-time World Series winners. And there's been a lot said about the Blitzbok so far, so hopefully they'll be able to reach the heights of Cape Town and be able to do something special in Los Angeles. Despite the form so far, Mamelodi Sundowns' dominance, the West Soweto Derby continues, of course, to hold its place in South Africa as the most anticipated significant football event in the country. Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates do battle tomorrow at the FNB Stadium in a premiership match before facing off once again later in the Nedbank Cup final. That one going down to the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. And Nottingham Forest suffered a huge blow to their push for a return to the Champions League after decades away, as Brentford came away with a win at the City Ground with a 2-0 victory, a third defeat in 4 games, courtesy of goals from Kevin Shade and also Ioane Wissa, leaves them the stumbling 2-time European champions outside of the Premier League's top 5. And there are just 4 games remaining. And Lewis Hamilton said that it could take months to get to grips with his new Ferrari car. He was paying no attention, though, to those questioning his performances as they gear up for another one at the Hard Rock in Miami. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
Guess where I'm going to be tomorrow?
At work again.
No. Oh. I actually get the day off tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm going to be at FNB for the derby.
Hmm?
I had a better idea. Rather than, like the Soweto Giants. Really? Well, I'm looking over at Mamelodi. Maybe we're just like average height now? I don't know. Just saying. I'm just saying. Soweto Giants, how about we do an invitational game? The best of Bucks, the best of the Amakosi versus Masandawana. Huh? Level the playing fields. What are the Masandawana guys are like? I think it's 12 points clear now, yep. And they've got, 4 games to go?
They're not even excited. I was speaking to Steven about it. He's like, oh, it's just another.